Educating a child in some ways is like working on a puzzle, and it's up to policymakers at the federal and state level, along with principals, teachers, and parents, to piece it all together. This month, two of those stakeholders will talk strategy during parent-teacher conferences. State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney reports on how parents can get the most out of their time meeting with teachers.
The stress around parent-teacher conferences started for Amber Kent when her now third-grade twin sons were in kindergarten.
One of my son's teachers told us that she thought that maybe he was too immature for school and that he'd probably have to repeat kindergarten.
Kent and her husband felt blindsided by the conversation. They wished they'd known sooner. And in the years following, the same thing happened. So now?
We have our parent-teacher conferences next week and the next week, and I'm like, ugh. You know, what's going to come up this time? What's going to happen? How do I have to, and I get kind of upset in my stomach.
Of all people, Kent would be one of the last you'd expect to be nervous. She's a former educator, and her husband teaches in the Monroe County Community School Corporation, where their sons attend school. But still, the idea of sitting down with the boys' teachers makes her anxious. So, to try and ease some of the worries for Kent and parents like her, I called Kathy Nimmer, the 2015 Indiana Teacher of the Year. Nimmer taught high school English for 23 years in West Lafayette before taking the year off to travel the state. She has five top tips to help parents get the most out of meetings with their child's teacher.
Number one, parents need to expect the good when they are entering a conference with a teacher.
Nimmer assures parents like Kent that whatever the teacher says comes from a place of wanting to help, which she says might make an unexpected conversation seem less like an ambush.
The teacher is not an enemy, that the teacher is part of a team, and that this is all about celebrating the child and helping the child. The conference will always go better, so expect the good.
Tip number two, take some notes. Nimmer says whether you're talking about your child's strengths or areas for improvement, the conference can go by so fast you might forget what you talked about, so write it down. Also, you might feel defensive about things the teacher said in the moment, but if you can review it later, you might see it differently. Number three.
Be honest. Not that the teacher needs to know every in and out of the home life and the complications of family situations. But if there are things going on at home that might be influencing things that are happening at school, then being honest that there is some trouble. We don't need to know what that trouble is.
Nimmer recalls a time she had a student who seemed disengaged and uninterested. During conferences that year, the student's parents disclosed that she'd been struggling with the upcoming anniversary of a family member's death. Having that information helped Nimmer, who gave the student leeway with deadlines as the anniversary approached. Next up, number four. Ask questions. This is something Amber Kent really hasn't done before.
And we don't go in with questions. I don't know what questions to ask. We just go in thinking that they're going to tell us just generally how the child is doing, how their behavior is.
But Nimmer says that's not the right attitude. Don't expect to just sit back and get information, but ask for tips on improving the student's understanding of a skill or asking reactive questions when the teacher talks about what's coming up in the semester.
If I am explaining that we are going to be reading, say, the classic book Tale of Two Cities, and that it's coming up and it's a very challenging book, that parent might want to ask, you know, how are the choices made for what books are read at this grade level? Or since you know it's going to be a difficult book, what are some of the ways that your students have succeeded in it in previous years?
Finally, Nimmer says don't leave the meeting unsettled.
You may or may not like a particular teacher, or may or may not like what a particular teacher said, or how the child is doing in a particular class. But do the best that you can as a parent to wrap things around to a positive close where at least you are thanking, you are showing appreciation for their time, you are perhaps setting in place a game plan.
Everyone agrees the hardest part of a parent-teacher conference is just getting there. Many parents don't make the time, but Nimmer says those who do will see the benefits, no matter what is discussed. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.